Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sally Mashani, and today we'll be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek He, Chapter 5. Chapter 5 is a Mizmor of Tefillah, of prayer. It continues with similar themes as Chapter 4, the previous chapter, where David requests that God hears his prayer, since God is close to those who follow him. In this chapter, David HaMelech asks God for help not to be led astray by the Resha'im, the evildoers. He also asks that the Resha'im be destroyed and punished for their deceit, and that the Tzaddikim, the righteous ones, rejoice in the fall of evil. Chapter 5 can be divided into two parts. The first part is found in Pesukim Bet Tehet, verses 2 to 8. It's a preparation to the Tefillah, to the prayer. David requests for his prayer to be answered, to be heard, and he's accepting God as his king. The second part is found in Pesukim Tet Tir Gimel, verses 9 to 13. This is the actual request of David's prayer. The setup of this mizmor, of this chapter, follows the formula of tefillah, where first there's a preparation, a request for our tefillah to be heard, and then the actual request itself. Just like chapter 4, this chapter begins with an introduction in verse 1, Pasuk Aleph. Lamnatzeach el hanechilot mizmor leDavid. As we learned in chapter 4, Lamnatzeach means to the conductor. In the times of the Beit HaMikdash, the Leviim stood on steps known as the Duchan and sang songs which was accompanied by music. This music was led by the conductor, and David wrote these songs or mizmorim for the Leviim. Each song had a unique melody, and that melody was played on specific musical instruments. There are different terms throughout Sefer Tehillim for these instruments, and we don't have the exact translation of those instruments. In this perek, the name of the musical instrument is nehilot. Radak explains that a nehil is a swarm of bees, so the musical instrument used in this perek, the nehilot, must have had a droning or a buzzing sound to it, like bees. Now that we have the introduction, let's move on to the first part of this perek, where David prepares his request for his tefillah, for his prayer. In Pasuk Bet, verse 2, he says, Amarai ha'azina Hashem, bina hagigi. Hashem, listen to my words and understand my thoughts. There are different expressions of tefillah here, and each one represents a different type of prayer. When David says, Amarai ha'azina Hashem, he means, Hashem, God, when I can't express myself, when I know what I need, please listen to me. But when I'm in pain, when I'm in trouble, or when I can't articulate myself because I'm consumed with worry, please understand me. When I don't know what I need or what I feel, please hear or understand my inner thoughts. We move on to Pasuk Gimel, where David says, Hakshiva lekol shav'i malki velokai ki elechad palal, which means, pay attention to, listen carefully to, the sound of my cries, my King, my God, because to you alone I pray. Now let's look at these two Pesukim together. We start off with Amarai ha'azina. When I can express myself, please listen to me. Then when I can articulate myself, bina hagigi, please understand the inner thoughts of my heart. And finally, to the most intense type of prayer, hakshiva lekol shav'i. When I'm in such pain that I don't even know what I'm saying, please pay attention to this cry that's coming from the depths of my soul. This pasuk ends with, ki elecha et palal, to you alone I pray. This is reminiscent of Perek Dalid, the previous Perek, where David HaMelech expresses complete trust and bitachon in Hashem. Whenever he has a problem, he says, Hashem, I turn to you. And the same thing with us. When we are in trouble, we turn to God. Tefillah, prayer, is such a powerful gift that we have as Jews. It transforms us. It connects us to God. It empowers us, and it gives us hope. Even though it may seem like sometimes our prayers are unanswered, they still have an impact, and that's what David HaMelech is trying to teach us here. Even if we're not worthy and undeserving, we should still pray, for Hashem has kindness and mercy to those who have trust in Him. In Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, David HaMelech says, Hashem, boker tishma koli, boker e'eroch lecha va'atzapeh. Hashem, in the morning, hear my voice. In the morning, I shall organize my prayer for you and anticipate or look forward to your answer. This tefillah or prayer takes place in the morning, whereas in the previous chapter, it took place at night. If you recall Perek Dalet, Pasuk He, verse 5, where David HaMelech says, Imru bilbavchem al mishkavchem, as you lie awake at night in bed. The Radak and the Mitzvot David both explain that the morning is an opportune time to pray. Before we go out into the world, before we get involved with all the daily activities of life, we take time to be alone with God, turn to Him, pray to Him, and thank Him for His kindness. Additionally, the Rabbeinu Bahya says that the morning is a time of mercy for those who deserve it. And finally, Rashi says that the morning is a time of judgment for the Resha'im, for the evildoers. And in this Perek, David HaMelech is asking Hashem to destroy the evildoers. He ends his pasuk by saying, Ba'atzapeh, and I anticipate. How can David HaMelech say that he anticipates and is confident that Hashem will respond to him? The answer is found in pasuk He, verse 5. Ki lo el hafetz resha, ata lo yegurchara. You are not a God who desires wickedness, and evil does not reside with you. David HaMelech is teaching us how to pray when we're being pursued and attacked by enemies. It's not about him, and it's not about us. It's about God. God does not want evil or Resha'im in this world. And since he does not desire evil, they will ultimately be destroyed. This is why David HaMelech said, Ba'atzapeh. I anticipate, I am confident that you will respond. In Pasuk Vav, verse 6, David HaMelech says, Lo yitetzivu holelim leneged enecha saneta kol po'ale avin. Those who are fools or act with foolishness should not stand before you or represent you. You despise those who perform evil. The Midrash in Tehillim says that David HaMelech is referring here to Doeg HaAdomi and Ahitophel, who were two great Torah scholars who ended up becoming evil. Ahitophel was one of David's advisors who betrayed him and supported Avshalom, David's son, who led a revolt against his own father. Ahitophel used the Torah for his own honor, for his own selfish means. Doeg HaAdomi was an official of King Shaul, King Saul, who tried to destroy David. He was also a great scholar, and in the end turned evil and committed murder when he murdered the Kohanim, the priests, in the city of Nov. David here is listing the different types of Resha'im, with the degree of evil intensifying as David continues on. David starts off with Holalim, fools, then moves on to Po'ale Avin, performers, people who manipulate bad things, and in Pasuk Zayin he continues and says, Te'abed dovre chazav, ish tamim u'mirmaya ta'ev Hashem. The people that lie or deceive should be doomed, and the people that are bloodthirsty and crooked are abhorred by God. David HaMelech is asking God to drive away these evildoers, drive away Doeg HaAdomi and Ahitophel. And in Pasuk Het, the last Pasuk of Part 1, David HaMelech says, Ve'ani berov hastecha, avo betecha, ishtahaveh el hechal kodshecha. He says, But for me, unlike the Resha'im who you despise, I will enter your house with kindness. I will bow down towards the holy temple in the direction of the temple, in awe and fear of you. David's greatest wish was to build the Beit HaMikdash for Hashem, for God, and it was a privilege, and it's a privilege for him to serve Hashem. This pasuk is said upon entering the shul, upon entering the synagogue to pray. When we turn to Hashem, we need to be subservient, we need to be humble, we need to recognize that whatever we have is due to His immense kindness. So when one enters a synagogue or a temple, it's with tremendous awe and humility. The next set of pasukim, beginning with pasuk tet, verse 9, is part 2 of this mizmor. David HaMelech finished organizing and preparing his prayer, and he is now ready to make his request. Pasuk tet, verse 9 begins, Hashem neheni b'tzidkatecha leman shorerai, hayishar lefanai dakecha. David HaMelech asks God, Please guide me in your righteousness because of my enemies who are watching me. Make your way straight for me. David is asking, because of his enemies that are watching him and are constantly on him, please make my life appear outwardly straight. David knows that sufferings and pain are all from Hashem, but he's worried that his enemies are going to say that they came, that he's suffering, because he's not a righteous person, and that because he's crooked. So he's asking God to make the path appear straight in front of his enemies. David HaMelech says that he needs to be very careful in front of his enemies. Why? In Pasuk Yod, verse 10, he says, Ki en befihu nechona, kirbam havot, kever patuach, gironam leshonam yahalikum. He says, For in their mouth there is no sincerity. Their inner thought is filled with treachery. Their throat is an open grave, and their tongue is very smooth. This pasuk includes all the different parts of the mouth that are involved in the power of speech. You have the mouth, kirbam, the inner thought, the throat, and the tongue. David is saying these enemies are so dangerous. Every part of them is filled with deceit. She explains that their mouths are used to pretend to be my supporters, to pretend to be on my side, while inside they're thinking of ways, they're scheming and they're plotting against me. Their throat is compared to an open grave because they want to suck me in just like a grave and you can't get out of. Leshonam yahalikum, their tongue is very smooth, that they try to lure me in with their speech. In Pasuk Yir Aleph, verse 11, David HaMelech asks Hashem, Ha'ashimem Elohim yipelu mimo'atotehem berov pish'ehem hadihemo kimaruvach. He says, Hashem, declare them guilty of their own schemes. Make them fall. For their many sins, banish them. For they have rebelled against you. The Malbim explains the words yipelu mimo'atotehem, that they should fall from their schemes, is a measure for measure, midah keneged midah. They scheme to bring people down, so they should be brought down from their own schemes. Ki marubach, for they have rebelled against you. By going against me, David, as the king, they really rebelled against you, Hashem, since you were the one who appointed me and chose me as the leader of the Jewish nation. David HaMelech ends his prayer in the final two pesukim, in verse 12, pasuk yidbet, Ve'yismehu kol hosebach le'olam yiranenu v'tasech alemo v'ya'atzu b'cha kol ohavei shemecha. Rashi explains that when God destroys the evildoers, when he carries out justice in the world, those who trust in him will rejoice because he saved them from evil. Pasuk Yud Gimel, verse 13, Ki ata tevarech tzadik Hashem, katzina ratzon ta'atirenu. When you, Hashem, will bless the righteous, like a shield you will crown him with your favor. This pasuk is a continuation of the previous pasuk, when David HaMelech says, those who love your name, ve'ya'atzu b'cha kol ohavei shemecha, those who love your name will rejoice. When will they rejoice? Radak explains this, that they will rejoice when Hashem blesses them and surrounds them with good. That's what it means to trust God. Hashem saves those who trust him, and Hashem blesses those who trust him. David HaMelech says that Hashem will protect his followers like a shield, and his favor will surround them like a crown. The Midrash Tehillim says that there's a fundamental difference between God and human being. When a human being gives you a gift, he'll give you the gift, but there's no way that he can protect that gift from being stolen or taken. But when God gives you a gift, when God gives you a blessing, he gives it to you, but he also protects it, that it shall never go missing and never be stolen. This reminds us of the pasuk in Birkat Kohanim and the priestly blessing, Yevarechecha Hashem Veishmerecha. Hashem will bless you and protect you, not only when he'll give you good, but he'll also make sure that that good will never be taken away from you. This was David's prayer to God, his request, that God carry out justice, that he destroy evil, that he help the tzaddikim, save those who trust in him, and give them the ultimate joy. Thank you for studying together the Eloi Nishmat, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.